In our hyper-connected world, where your phone is always with you, information is being collected and shared every nanosecond. So what, you say, I have nothing to hide. Don't be so sure. As privacy expert Bennett Cyphers told a reporter for the New York Times' Privacy Project, the only people I've heard say who cares are people who don't understand the scope of the problem. The problem is that while corporations and data brokers are hoovering up all the information they can get their sticky mitts on, there are no laws governing what they can do with that information or whom they can sell it to. That includes things you thought were private, such as health and financial data, as well as your beliefs and daily habits. Someone knowing that you ordered 3 extra-large pizzas with the works for dinner last Friday night may seem harmless enough, but there's a deeper principle at play. As cyber expert Bruce Schneier puts it, privacy is not just about freedom from embarrassment. Quote, privacy is an inherent human right and a requirement for maintaining the human condition with dignity and respect, end quote, he says. Yet we do little to block the spies. We click, I agree, without reading the user agreements. We say we'll do one of those privacy checkups one day, but we never quite get around to it. And that means your personal information could be used against you in the future in ways you can't imagine today. So what do you have to worry about, and what can you do to protect yourself? Read on and take notes.